You saw last week. You're continuing to be minded to inculcate, to build within us. It's the ground floor, the center, the nucleus of key mitzvahs, the performance of mitzvahs as an avid rabbi. That has to be a driving force, a mindset. It's pushing us for mitzvahs is Tzivu Yizbarach, Tzayin Yizbarach. This is Tzivu Yizbarach. We saw last week that the Nakuda in building a Sheba to the Debar Yizbarach, an Eved is less than Nigar Meiklum, and what dictates his life is Tzayin Yizbarach. And during a mitzvah, that's where we're being mischanech, where we're forming a mitzvah, where the entire mitzias of the mensch is Kulei Nosim, is Kulei focused on being Mekayim the mitzvah to the last prat. That's what he's coming to do. And that's his Iker goal. We stressed, that's him. It's anti the whole musik of goals, agendas. I have to do. This is the original, initial feeling of an Eved, of a Kiyam mitzvah. We saw that the Achreach, it's Muchach, because of the Tziva Odoin, we added in, it's Muchach, it's Kayim. The Rotzen Eivishter of Malach Malachim Lochim is stronger than any tziva of any melech. A tziva of a melech could be disobeyed. The tziva of a Boreas Baruch, the Dishbor, who will make sure that it will be miskayim eventually. This is the Echreach. On the way, we like to from the Maral, from the Beruchim, that the Mahalach is, Agam, we have Bechira, but the Mahalach is the Mizvoine, that this is the Muchach, this is the Dover HaToiv Mitzara Atzmoy. And the melee is supposed to be boicher in hechreach. At the end of the vad, we also saw that this is already getting into the uftu, the ikur uftu of the mitzvah is taka this nekud of kiyum mitzvah. We saw that from Kabbalah. I'm going to get back to that with Markov and that. Before we go weiter, I want to just like open up. Remind us, one of the bnei vad came over to me honestly. I don't know how much like this, and he said he was having trouble. We speak about an emes ha'ivid Hashem. He has to explore the chalakim of himself that resist avoid much more than the chalakim of him that go together with avoid. Okay, he has to be honest. And he said that, I'm being honest with you, it's very hard for me to warm up to this whole shmoo, this whole raid we're talking about. There's a violence, something that's forced. I grew up in this generation. It's the exact opposite. You know, the whole time I've been hearing, the mahalach is that something is forced is not a good thing. So it should come from you. It should be forced. So for two or three minutes, I just want to take off a second. He's right. If we're honest with ourselves, we have to be honest that we're flooded in the Western society and we're so deep. We're flooded with this type of cook, with this type of approach. That the Mahalach is, the more that it's freedom of choice, the more that it's everything from you, everything what you want to do, what you feel, that's the right way. And I'm being honest with you, my parenting is only getting harder and harder. For me as a parent, I only, more and more, my younger kids, more and more, let them do what they want, ask them what you want to do, what you want. It's not necessarily right, and I try to fight it, but I'm being honest. Let's be honest with myself. You have to be honest that the ear, the avira, that we're drowning in. We're drowning in avira. We're drowning in an environment that everything's about feeling, everything is about doing because you want. And kedekach, the musik of obligation, the musik of a chiyuv, is like something, it's chasar. Who talks about chiyuvim? And I think anyone who's honest has to deal with this. Say if they want to work on what we're talking about, the Aleph Beis and Mitzvahs. But Beis Tamer is one of the most anti-Torah muscles that could be. The idea that we deny that there's a musig of a chiyuv, that we come to a society where it can't be a chiyuv. I mean, again, it comes from in America, liberalism. Like, there's no, that's not an idea. That it's a culture that believes that there can be nothing that is mukha. Come on. How do they work out with laws? I don't know. The person who breaks the laws also has rights. I don't know you there. I don't know how they work out with law. We have to get used to this. We have to get used to that. The best things in life. We saw from the Ra'al last week, the most important things in life. The mukhach mitzar atzmai. And anybody who doesn't have part of his being that absorbs the chreich shebedover is missing. I just give one marshal, minyelef. Marriage. Those are married. Hopefully you know this. Those who are not yet married, you should learn to know this. Well, marriage is supposed to be the spitz marshal of ava. The aleph beis of marriage is that the basis of marriage is not ava. The basis of marriage is not ava. The basis of marriage is an achrayus, responsibility, an oelisha. Anyone whose marriage is only built on ava is going to be major problems. You're going to have a major problem. What do you mean? I'm a chuyiv. If you don't know that you're a chuyiv to be loyal to your wife, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for your wife. And I really don't want to step foot in your house. You have to be chuyish for your marriage. It says someone who doesn't have a ksuba. It says someone who doesn't have a ksuba. What I just said is a gemara. As I'll say, someone who has a ksuba cannot live with his wife. What is the ksuba? The ksuba is where it says all your responsibilities to your wife. This aleph base. You have to realize we live in a retarded society. Shuta, we live in a retarded society. It became that something that is an obligation, a chiyuv, is something bad. It's not be'etzim and it's tmima in a pure way. These things are so simple that there's no stir b'chal, there's no contradiction. Elamon, which we started to talk about, we will address a lot. There are certain side bad effects from a chiyuv. It's true. Most good things in life have downsides. There are certain things. Chiyuv very often suffocates the expressions of the self. Chiyuv is not as much coming from you. We're going to deal with that. B'shat Hashem, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with that. We started to deal with that a little bit, so we're going to deal with that a lot. But the alibis is, we have to realize, yes, that a chiyuv is a very good thing. And in alibis and mitzvahs, the alibis is the musig of chiyuv, that I'm a chiyuv. That yes, I don't have a choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a choice to realize I don't have a choice. But yes, I don't have a choice. I have to put on tefillin now. I have to daven. The Mishnah Berurah holds it's a chiyuv. Daven in a minyan also, that's also part of a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, daven in a minyan. So, these are chiyuvim. And every last prat is a chiyuv. This was a Maamar Musgo. Let's go back. Going back to the prat we ended in the last week's Zvad, we ended that we saw, and we're starting now, we're starting slowly. We're going to talk about it. We're going to start, and we're going to keep on having a go, but we are going to start talking about the accomplishment of mitzvahs, tesefis, the higher floors of mitzvahs, the chelik maybe eventually, we'll get into the simcha, the nediva, saleva mitzvahs, we start slowly. But don't forget, this is the ground floor, we're just building, we're adding on and on and on. We saw, then the last slide, that if you want to first talk about accomplishment of a mitzvah, the first big accomplishment is the sehagufa that I did Rotzon Hashem. We saw that from Karbonis. It says by Karbonis, that a Kohen, who shechs Karbonis, he has to think, l'shem nachas ruach, and Rashi says in many places, what is the nachas ruach? What is the nachas ruach? Karbonis, although you look in Kabbalah, Karbonis is like, in the Lomas a premium Karbonis, it's hard, I don't know exactly, but they take up a tremendous amount of space. But Rashi says, the nachas ruach is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us and we did his Ratzon. That's the first thing that I have to have in mind. What am I accomplishing? Nochamu. The first thing you shouldn't be thinking about accomplishing Mechal. The first initial way it hits your heart is, I'm a Tzuvit. Nochamu, weiter. Okay, what am I accomplishing? I'm accomplishing I did his Ratzon. That itself is the ultimate goal. big hashlama to this inyan. And that's the ultimate goal. It's the parasha, the whole parasha of Shaul HaMelech and the chait that he didn't totally wipe out Amalek. And the Shmuel's Teichacha. We read this in Parasha Zohar, in Shmuel. The Sipur Advarim was that it was a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shaul to kill out Amalek totally. Kill out Amalek, including the Tzoyin and the Bokar. And Shaul didn't. He was Merachim and he left over the Tzoyin and Bokar. And Shmuel comes to him and he says, Ma'asta Dvar Hashem, Dvar Hashem. Hashem told you, you didn't listen. He says a pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel, Achefetz Lashem ba'oilos uzvachim, kishmoya bekol Hashem, Yahainu. You have to mention this prat. The reasoning of Shaul was, why did he leave over the Tzoyin and Bokar? He said, I'm going to leave it over, I'm going to bring Kabbanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a cheshbon why he's leaving over Tzoyin and Bokar. He was doing it L'shem Shemayim, it wasn't because he didn't want to listen to Dvar Hashem. He was doing it for the Melech, he was doing it for the Bariyeh. He was leaving, he wanted to do it. Shmuel comes and says, Achifet Hashem, what's the Chifet Hashem? What's the Chifet Hashem? Bo'ilu Zvochim, Kishmoya Bekol Hashem. Do you think it's worth HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyle Zvochim as much as listening to Dvar Hashem? Hine Shmoya Mizevach Toiv. Shmia is much better than a Zevach. Lahakshiv. Obedience, listen. Lahakshiv. Sometimes I'm talking to somebody and learning, and the guy doesn't close his mouth. Just listen. Listen. To learn how to listen. To learn how to close your mind for a second and listen. Lahakshiv mechil aveilim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm looking for shmia and akshava. I'm not looking for zeva. What's the oinik here? The noisy over here is making cheshbonis. Shalom melech. The godless of Shalom Melech is incomprehensible. And Shalom made a cheshbon that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want. Oilus Rochem. Nebuchadnezzar says, you made cheshbonis that I want. I want you to listen to what I say. Hine shmoyam izavach toiv. Pirishu. See the Rashi we learn. In Zochem, the Rashi we learn. What's the whole mile of Kabbonis? You don't. What is the mile of Kabbonis? The Eibishter has some sort of nachas ruach in Kabbonis. What is the Iker? Yeah, he does. It's called lachmi. Shchaim's marach. It does. It keeps the whole world running. It's the lechem. It's kala yochel the lechem of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the aleph. What is the lachmi? That I asked to do this. This is what I asked. I'm a makanim matzivah. Doing the tzivah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bigger oftu than any oilos vochem that you could ever imagine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, do exactly as it says in the fine print. Do it to the last iota. Don't stop making cheshbonis. If we understand that the biggest uftu is the kiyum dvar Hashem, kipshutoi. This is a big sugya. Not to make cheshbonis in mitzvahs. I'm going to attach this to our sugya. Many times, I know myself, we make cheshbonis in mitzvahs and chiyuvim. I found myself over the years, definitely when I was younger, a lot. Cheshbonis. There's a halacha, it's an iser, that you can't daven with a goof in the inoki. Okay, but if I have to go out in the middle of davening sometimes, make cheshbonis, I'm not. Sure, I'm noita, that's a problem. I go out in the middle of davening, I'm going to miss the minyan or come late the first Seder. That's more important. And I come half an hour, 45 minutes late the first Seder. What's more important? Cheshbonis. It's a chiyuv. Oh, you make an echa kodesh. It's a chiyuv. The chiyuv. When you daven, you cannot daven with the goof shame. You know, it's a chiyuv, it is there. When a person has a mitzvah in front of his eyes, the chiyuv, he's making a medida. There could be medidas. There are halachas. There are dim. There are cheshbonis. But cheshbonis don't come into account. Cheshbonis don't come into account. Why? And why do we make sometimes cheshbonis? Because we don't have this yisoid of what the yisoid of the mitzvah is. Hine shmoya mizevach toiv. Lahakshiv mizevach eilam. And nefesh hachayim. In Shair Aleph towards the end is marach in this yisoid. And he brings actually the makaris that before Matan Torah, really great people might have been able to make cheshbonis and mitzvahs. And he says from the time Matan Torah, and everyone's information for many, many years after Mount Zion.
many, many years.
So, from Matan Torah, which is a very long time ago, there was no such thing as making Cheshbonos and Mitzvahs. A person, Chas V'Shalom, cannot say, I see the time of Mitzvahs and I see my Shurish Neshama, people who know themselves very well. Lidchoy Shum Prat Mi Prati Amaisi. Here he adds in with Rechaim every time. Not only you can't, even the Pratim of the Mitzvahs. Last is Megras Avdiktuk Echad, I'm reading from Sha'al of Perchov Beis. He brings from this a Makar Godel from the Sugi of Chizki and Brochus Taki Lacha. Just stay there in the Sugi. More in Brochus Taki Lacha tells. Hold on. How Yeshaya, and Ovi was sent to Chizki and Chizki and Melech, the greatest Malachim of Yisrael ever had. It's embarrassing to say superlatives about Chizki and Chizki and Chizki and Chizki and Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Yeshaya to Chizki and he's coming to Soif Yomav and he says the following. Ve'yomer eicholim chizkiyo lomis ve'yovei lov Yeshaya ben omitz anovi ve'yomer lov ko yomar Hashem tzvokois tzav lebeischa. You better write it tzavo. Kimeis ato v'loi sichir. You're going to die v'loi sichir. Zok the Gemara means you're going to die here and you're not even going to make him tell him about. You're not going to tell him about. Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo. The greatest tzaddikim. Omalei, my kulei hai. For sepas of losing l'yom habo. Omalei, mishim du lo yasak to the pir v'yavir. Chizkiyo. The soif yomav, he was pirish from Ishtoi, and he was noshim. And he wasn't Isaac in peer review. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you mevatel misses peer review. You lost Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Amalei, so Chizkiyo answered him, I had a cheshmim. Mishim dechazoi li beruach hakoidesh denofki minoi benin beloi malo. He saw his ruach hakoidesh, and his ruach hakoidesh was gerech. That he's going to have not proper children. Who was that? That was Menashe. Menashe. Menashe, Menashe. Who was Menashe? Menashe was the greatest Rishoyim that ever existed. God, he chose at the end, but during his life, during so his life, he was the greatest Rishoyim that ever lived. We have time, we can go through the Sukkim. More or less in Cheshmi, he brought about the Chorban Abayis. Menashe was the Melech that was responsible for the Chorban Abayis. So, what did Chizkiyah more or less say? I'm going to bring the greatest Rishoyim in the world that's going to cause the Chorban Abayis. It's going to cause the Chorban HaBayis. Okay? So that's a pretty good reason why he didn't want to be Yotzim Kriya Shmoy. He's creating, talking about Hitler, creating somebody who's whatever, time. It's most destructive forces to Klal Yisrael in the history of Klal Yisrael. Zot. Yishaya to Yechizkiyah. Amalei. Badi kafsha de rachman olam alecha. My demifkedes iboy lecha lemeva. My demicha kamei kujabicha lovi. Why are you mishing a rhyme in the Cheshbonos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have it sivro. Mifkedes. Sivro. You have it sivro. You cannot make all the Cheshbonos in the world. Zochta nevesh rhyme. He makes this. Moidach mekan moidel rabba l'raisa. You can hear it. It's the best marshal. Dainu l'cheshbon of Chizkiyo. It's hard to find a better cheshbon in the world. Cheshbon was so right in any sort of logic, it defies all logic to understand why Chizkiyo should have been Ezebiruva and Emunash. It doesn't make any sense in the world. It's Neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. If you saw someone coming to attack Reb Dov Lando, what would you do to the guy? What would you do to that? If you saw someone coming with a knife to attack Reb Dov Lando, what would you do? What would you do? You go from sugar, you go wow, you go get your the golden kai, so big. You're gonna destroy the base of Midrash. That's Chizkiyahu's cheshbon. Why is he wrong? One thing, something called tzivui is wrong. There's something called tzivui. You have to answer what Chan Chizkiyahu, it's not that time. You have to talk about what is Chizkiyahu thinking. Zokta Nefesh HaChaim, this is a cloud cover. Let's see his lashon. He says, once the mantar was given, even if a Novi tells you to go against Dvar Hashem, and he tells you all the cheshbonos, you can't listen. Because shenechtam atalmud hakodesh onu ein lanu el lishmor velasois kikol hakosib b'tor hagdoishes shebiksavu bapeh kikol mishpatam v'chukosam u bizmanem u proteim v'diktukeim Beli netois mehem netia koldu. So this is, sometimes it was in every single nekuda. A lot of times you have that prat. Yeah. Every last small prat of a mitzvah is bechlal the sugya chizkiyah. My demiskados olav l'kai. What are you trying to do with the mitzvah? One thing. Ratzon Yisbarach. And what is Ratzon Yisbarach? Nothing else except for the mitzvah. Not the zayit gezachen. Zayit. I call it the tremendous cheshbonis. This tamei mitzvahs. This all the cheshbonis. You cannot make cheshbonis when you have a mitzvah. You cannot make cheshbonis. Mitzvahs in front of you. And imagine this chiluk of the Indian. Pesukim in Tehillim. Kapitel Mem. Rabbi HaMelech says, Zevach u'mincha lo'y chafatzta. Kapitel Mem, Pasuk Zayin. Zevach u'mincha lo'y chafatzta. Oz na'yim korisoli. He's meramez to this same idea. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't really want Zevach u'mincha, you want as na'yim. Korisol means you dug out. Ears are hollow, so they should receive. You want an eved. You want a person who is willing to take his ego and realize that it's meshubit to the Bari Yisbarach. And realize there's no greater thing than me giving over my rotzen to the Bari Yisbarach. There is no greater accomplishment. And that's the Hemshech. Next to two psukim, David Melech says, Lasois v'tzoncha lekoi chafotzti. That's my goal in life. Lasois v'tzoncha. Lasois v'tzoncha. Other cheshbayin is not v'tzoncha. When we mekayim mitzvahs, one of the first things we're accomplishing is asiyas ritzayim, performance of ratzon yisbarach, the performance of the mitzvah. That's all we have in mind, performance of the mitzvah. And slowly, slowly we're absorbing that the most important thing in the world is the ratzon Hashem in the tzivuyim. Ratzon Hashem. We'll go a step further. Let's go a step further. Okay. So, the aleph, we're an eved. We obeys a little bit after we have that in place and that's solidified. Kechap, that we accomplished Ratzon Hashem, and that is the greatest accomplishment. Everything else pales in comparison to that accomplishment. Memeli can't do cheshbonis. Now, we see the Hemshech and Yonim. The mitzvahs have a te'elis for ourselves. The first te'elis for ourselves is good for this nekuda of Avdus. The first te'elis for ourselves is nekuda of Avdus. Avol ben Alishor. He's talking about the malus of mitzvahs. He says that mitzvahs is from the only way. You need again Torah needs mitzvahs. Torah itself won't help you do this. Mitzvahs is the only way that a person can be mis'ale, elevate himself from what's called shrivus liba. Shrivus liba. We were all built and were born with something that's called shrivus alev. Shrivus alev. What is shrivus alev? Where is the term shrivus alev? Where is he getting it from? The term shrivus alev. It was in the Torah. It's from Parshas Nitzavim. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Klolis, the Klal Yisrael, and emitting Klolis, saying the Klolis. So it's in the aftermath, a little bit after on third with it, Hemshech, a few years ago. The Klolis, there's going to be somebody who's going to say, can you hear the Klolis, the Abish himself saying, if you don't listen to me, it's going to fall on you. It's doing my murder. It's going to fall on you. All bitter is achen, yeah? October 7th, Holocaust, Allah Zachin. And the person in the face of that says, Shalom Yili. Shalom Yili. Why? Kibishwirus Libi Eilech. The me then mensch, it says, Kibishwirus Libi Eilech. More or less in practical English, I'll do what I want. Ramban al Torah says, Shrirus Meloshin Sharur Kayim. Who knows when they heard the Ksuba? Read the Ksuba, it's noyim. At the end, it says on the star, Hakol Shor Vakai. It means everything is permanent in strength. Sure, it's something that's unmovable, strong. B'shrirus li b'eilech. I'll go in the strength of my heart. Where did the strength of my heart come from? The Ratzon of the heart. This is what we met last week, that voice that says, don't tell me what to do. You're not going to tell me what to do. We spoke about last week, the second you say, one second. No, don't tell me what to do. But Baruch Hu created every single one of us with a tremendous ego that says, the natural state, don't force me around. I'll do exactly what I want, when I want, how I want. That is Shri Raslav, and it's potentially one of the most destructive forces in all of us. It's the force that tells us we're right when everyone else is looking on this side. A person can make mistakes in chinuch, can make mistakes in this, and you have the person, he's going, I don't need therapy, I don't need anything, I'm right. Where does that stubbornness come from? Shreira slave. I'll do what I want. Parent my kids, I have married kids, I'll tell them when they come, I'll tell them what they come, I'll take my kid out of yeshiva when I want, where I want, how I want, I'll dress like I want, I'll spend as much money as I want. Where does that come from? Shreira slave. Zokravolba. The only way a person, it's not enough to learn Torah. But the only way to be mis'alim, elevate, that means naturally the person is shubid to his shriva's life. The only way to mis'alim from that is kiyum mitzvahs. Every kiyum mitzvahs, speaking about this past few weeks, it's a pill for the body. The body is where the shriva's life lies. The head. Works for the body, works for the life. The body. The body is with the taiva, the yosin, here. You have to train the body to meshabed itself to a higher rotzen, to rotzen Hashem. The musig that there's a rotzen, we spoke about in Odoi, Leslie Gamekum and Evan. The musig that lasses, for David HaMelech had lasses, David HaMelech woke up, he went, what is rotzen Hashem? I'm not in control, there's a rotzen, there's a higher. It's a theoretical musig. I'm saying beautiful words, but between me and you, my heart doesn't feel that until I do mitzvahs. Until when I did Birchas Kainim, I'm coming today. Until when I did Birchas Kainim, I was concentrating while I did the mitzvahs. What does Hashem want? Not what Warsega wants to uftu. Not how much I want to accomplish. No. Hashem wants me to say the bracha. How I hold my hands. I'm holding it the right way. Am I doing what Hashem wants? Hashem is controlling me right now. I'm doing Tzivah Hashem. And when I put on tefillin, and when I read Kriya Shema, I read the right way, I constantly do mitzvahs. And when you said halal, Shchedesh was 2 days ago, you said halal. What do you think about doing halal? You know, I'm giving a mashal, the sugya we're talking about. What do you think about halal? Praising Hashem. First, the first thing it is doing the mitzvahs. Does everyone know there's halacha and halal? Since it's called kriya, that the words are ma'akev. Since it's called kriya, halal is not like tefillah kaddish, it's called a kriya, you have to wear the words of ma'akev. If you don't say every word, you didn't do the mitzvah. Did anyone ever think of that during the halal? Is that on his mind to me, push perform the mitzvah kashrutoi? For the grace of Zachar Halal, to push perform the mitzvah kashrutoi? This is the sugya we're talking about. This is the sugya, this is the aleph. What happens when you do that? The aleph is you're thinking about before expression, before uftus, before the aleph is. There's a melech malchi amlochim kadosh baruch. He created me from day one and I breathe because of him. I owe him. And he commands. I gotta do right now exactly what he wants. I'm swallowing a pill, I'm training my body, I'm mischanech my body. That the rotzen elyon is what dictates. It is the most important thing in the world. It is the most influential and the most pivotal thing in the world. I train myself. Slowly, slowly you do mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs and more mitzvahs and mitzvahs and mitzvahs and mitzvahs. You slowly start the kind of tenua of shmiya lahakshiv. You slowly, when you have a rotzen to do something, you slowly start thinking, what does the Eibishter want? Batel ritzoyin chalifnei ritzoyinoy. That Mishnah, the only way to do it is mitzvahs, train the body. And here we're going to end off today with the medrash, it's going to be psicha. Next week we're going to be marachinat. We're starting to open up a little bit. What is the content of mitzvahs? What is mitzvahs doing for us? One of the mitzvahs that are it's a very central mitzvah is mitzvah tzitzis. Because Chazal say it's shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Which in other words means there are certain mitzvahs. Chazal said that it's a certain mitzvah that in a certain way represents all the ideas of mitzvahs. More than other mitzvahs, protistic mitzvahs, tzitzis, the idea of mitzvahs. There's a Maritic Medrash, which Revolver wrote a sefer, Soif Yomov, called Mitzvahs Shkulas. Talked about all the mitzvahs that are shkulas. And he takes a chazal over here, mitzvah sitzes, he's not as great, but you say this different thing in the musik of what mitzvahs are. It's a chyalkut, in Parsha Shlach, where the Parsha of sitzes is. And the Yalkut says the following. In Parsha sitzes, we say, Lysa Sura Achrei Levavkan Achrei Nechem. Dain. Sitzis allows us that we don't go after. We don't go after, we don't wildly go after our Levanaim, which is Shvivas Lev. Naturally, the Levanaim are pulling us, our Levanaim. Sitzis, mitzvahs help us get after. Zok the Medrash like this. Halevanaim, lois asura, Halevanaim im sasurim lugov, they're spies. What does sitzis help? This is the marshal, we're going to open it up, I'm going to start, and we're going to continue next week. Moshal Echad, what is mitzvah sitzis? And Rabbah Taich Shabbat, it means really, it's a moshal. Sitzis is talking about the moshal on every mitzvah. It's moshal like that at the end of the mesh. Moshal Echad, she mushlech atoich hamayim. Chas v'sholem, somebody went overboard, got thrown overboard. He was mushlech atoich hamayim, out of the ship, middle of the ocean. Hoishit loy a kabernet. Kabernet is the captain who's still standing on the deck of the ship. The captain throws him a hevel, a rope, that could possibly save his life. Omer le tfois es hachevel hazeh biyodcha. Grab on to the chevel, to the rope with all your might. The al tanicheu, don't let go. Im tanicheu in lechachayim. It's very clear, if you're going to let go, you're dead. You're a dead man. The ocean, you're dead. Af kach ha makadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Kol zman shatem budubokim b'mitzvis, I'm giving you mitzvahs which are like a rope, a life-saving rope. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the captain. He's on the ship. We're in the yam. There's all a volba. I'm explaining this volba. We're in the yam. When we live in this world, we're in a yam, and we're drowning. We're drowning in the world of Levanaim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's throwing us a rope. Kol zman shatem mudbokim, the musig dveikus mitzvahs atem chayim shenemar vatem advekim Hashem atem chayim. Midrash is not finished, but it means if you don't, you drown. So come on, strange midrash. That our natural state in this world is we're in a yam. We're in a yam of Shrivas Amen. We're in a yam that the world, the vices of the world, the materialism of the world, and I'll add in the culture of the world, everything the way people are at, it just says go after your Ratzon. It says what you want to do. It says gratify. Instant gratification. Gratify means gratify the Ratzon. It says go after money. Go after Tavis Noshim. Go after comfort. Go after media comfort. That's what it pulls you all the time. It definitely doesn't say, like I started in Levada, you're obligated. That's for sure it doesn't say that. You're obligated. That's for sure it doesn't say. You're obligated. You're mechuyev. That's for sure it doesn't say. It might say choose something good, that you want to do something spiritual, but it says go after, do whatever you want. Mashabali, lobali, I want to do. Do what I want. Person's drowning. He's drowning because he's separated from Hashem. He's separated really from doing what he's supposed to be doing for himself, for his own life. What is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is interesting. It doesn't take him onto the boat, because that would mean we wouldn't be in Olam Hazeh. Hashem created us with a body, and we're going to be left in Olam Hazeh. That talks to us. We're left with bodies, and this is the need for mitzvahs. We needed to have something that connects us to the captain who's higher, in a higher place, that while we're still in the yam, we could be connected to something higher. This is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a way that we connect to the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while we're in this world. So I'm over touch like, this is the metrish. The Aleph Beis is what we're starting to explain. The second your Ratzon starts to become a Shubit to the Borei Olam, and you start taking that training yourself by more and more and more, you are connected to a heaven. You're connected to a rope that has, that Ratzon Hashem dictates your place in this world. You're not pulled by every single small taiva. You're not pulled automatically, what do you want? You know that everything has to pass by Ratzon Chayim Chalekim Chofotzti. This is the Musar of a mitzvah. It's a life-saving rope that connects us. The Rabbah's lashon was misale mi shvivas. Misale means elevate. What means elevate? If over here I'm connected to the ship, to the captain, even though I'm here, I'm already out of the water. I'm in the water, but I'm out of the water drowning me. I'm out of water pulling me down. I'm already connected to the Ratzon, the shibud of the Ratzon. Siyata d'shmaya. Next week, hopefully, we're going to see mamshik and see more and more this musik, this nekuda of the koyach mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm not sure.